It's time now for our weekly conversation about ways to explore the Washington region. It's called Get Out There. I'm joined today by two special guests, afternoon producer Kayla Hewitt, her first time on Get Out There, and someone who's been with us a couple times before, our engagement producer, Alexia Brown. Welcome to the both of you.
Hey, Jonathan.
Hello.
So some people may know this part of January as Quitter's Week. It's the time when people are most likely to give up on those New Year's resolutions, but you both have some inspiration for folks trying to stay motivated this weekend. Alexia, let's start with you.
Yeah, Kayla and I have some ideas to help people stay on track with their New Year's resolutions. So if your goal was to try new food around the DC area, this is a perfect time to do so. The Restaurant Association of Metropolitan Washington is hosting its Winter Restaurant Week, where you can try prefix menus at dozens of eateries across the region. Personally, I'm excited about the offerings at Cleveland Park's Middle Eastern Eatery, Sababa, or Ruthie's All Day in Arlington, where they have a pretty nice menu with some American classics. This time of year is notorious for setting new exercise goals. Life Champ Martial Arts in Alexandria is hosting an all-ages class on Saturday, so you can get the whole family involved and learn some new moves. And finally, if your resolution was to do more volunteer work in the community, you should sign up for the Langston Day of Service with the Anacostia Watershed Society on Saturday. They need more hands to help with removing invasive species at the Langston Golf Course in Northeast.
Many people around this time of year are hoping to become a little more well-rounded. What suggestions have you got for people with those kinds of resolutions? Kayla?
I know a lot of people, myself included, who want to make more time for reading in 2022, and we're really lucky in this region to have some really great independently owned bookstores, and I find that the best thing to do when I'm in a reading rut is to go to one and talk to one of their booksellers. A couple of my favorites include Mahogany Books. It's located in Anacostia Arts Center and does a great job centering the voices of writers of the African diaspora. Another one of my favorites is One More Page Books in Arlington. This shop doesn't only just have a great selection of books, but they also sell an assortment of wines and chocolates, which makes it the perfect location to do some one-stop gift shopping. And if you're more into graphic novels or comic books, I'd recommend checking out Phantom Comics in DuPont Circle. Not only do they have all things DC, Marvel, and manga, but they also have an assortment of self-published works for anyone looking for something new. Now, reading, of course, is not the only way to learn new things this year. Some folks are also hoping to pick up some new skills and hobbies. For this, I would recommend checking out District Clay in Northeast. I went to a ceramics class last week and was blown away by the space. It's a great place to learn the fundamentals of the art or even buy some pots made by local artists. For people looking for a new hobby that is a little less messy, I'd recommend checking out Second Story Knits in Bethesda. Tonight, they'll be holding their weekly Thursday evening group where students can bring in whatever project they're working on and get some guidance from a teacher at the shop. For knitters who are already ready to work independently but just want some company while they do it, they also have a sit-and-knit this Sunday at 4 where you can just pop in and work on your latest masterpiece with other local knitting enthusiasts.
All right, let's look ahead more generally to this weekend now. Alexia, what are you getting up to?
Yeah, Jonathan, I am huge on my Planned Parenthood right now. So I'm thinking about going to the plant swap at Three Stars Brewing on Sunday. They host these swaps somewhat regularly, and they tend to really bring DC's plant community together.
All right, that sounds like fun. What about you, Kayla?
Alexia kind of gave me inspiration for my weekend plans. I plan to take advantage of restaurant week and treating myself to some French food at Bresca in Shaw.
Yum. All right. Kayla is our afternoon producer, and Alexia Brown is WAMU's engagement producer. You can find additional coverage of arts and culture on our website, WAMU.org, and at DCist.com. Alexia and Kayla, thank you.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Thanks.